Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight. As we roll along in the overnight radio hours right here, broadcasting from my flagship stations in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those who also are out there keeping America free and safe. Now, let's not forget to everybody else that's out there working on the Third Watch, whatever it is you're doing, however it is you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, we also salute our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our bulk mail haulers out there getting the mail delivered from the bulk warehouses to the post offices and beyond, and, of course, our suicide jockeys delivering the gas and the diesel out there for the people to get to work in the morning. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, True Social, and Twitter with the same handle, at Captain's America. That'll get you over there to either one of those. And we're also on the web with our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see all the great things that we have over there, and take advantage of some of the savings you'll get over there, too. All righty, joining us right now from California, the one and only, the incomparable Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
And they're out there in their shorts and their T-shirts. And the view is great as a bay tonight. It's 85 degrees. It's clear skies and got a little breeze, a little bit of a breeze off the bay tonight. So it's not too bad. A lot of people go, oh, it's 85 degrees. It's going to be 107 in the shade. No, it's not. It hasn't been that warm, thank God. But, what's it like where you're at?
Well, right now, Captain, we got 63 degrees, mostly clear, and maybe high towards 80 in, tomorrow or later today.
When's it going to snow? All right. <Never. laughs> All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the border is the border. But we also haven't talked about something in a long time. We got an email from Leo, which was kind of interesting, about what's going on down there in South Florida on the coming in from Cuba. Do you want to tell us about it?
Well, that's right, Captain. Leo writes in and he says, hey, Captain, today a Cuban's boat came on shore in Biscayne Bay and was arrested. They were arrested, evidently, waiting to be sent back to Cuba. And at the border, no arrests. rights, he says, you know, comparing that. How backwards this country is, he says. Cubans should receive asylum. I think he goes on to say the people coming over the border aren't dangerous like those from Cuba, or aren't in danger like those from Cuba, I think is what he's saying. Or the boats coming from Cuba, are they're coming almost daily, and they're sent back. That's what he's writing to us. And so that's right, Captain. I think for a long time you've had people trying to get out of Cuba and make it to the United States for obvious reasons.
Well, until it was changed policy in South Florida, you could come to the United States, and as long as you could stand in the water, put your feet on the ground in the water offshore in Florida, you were able to come to the United States and go through the process, and they welcomed you in that respect because they were political prisoners. And we did pretty good until the last time around, just before Castro died, they emptied their prisons.
Well, right, exactly. The idea was, I think, the one wet foot, one dry foot.
Yep.
In other words, you'd sort of made it to shore. And you're right, Captain, and you've got people who, they were strategically let out in that sense. But generally speaking, you know, you've always had people trying to get here to get away from oppression.
All right, well, we're going to get into a lot more discussion about Joe Biden here in a little bit, but I'm going to start out by talking about former President Donald Trump. While he has not officially announced his candidacy for a return to the White House in 2024, it appears that he's not only going to run, he's making all the right motions, but it appears he's going to run unopposed, because everybody that I'm hearing talking to me says that if, of candidates who would be of stature are saying if Donald Trump runs, they're not going to.
Well, right. And, of course, you've got people who are looking for the opportunity to run. There's no doubt about that.
Liz Cheney.
People like Liz Cheney, well, yes, of course. But others like Mike Pompeo, for example, former Secretary of State, somebody who would want to perhaps throw their hat in the ring. And there will be others as well. But, Captain, one of the main things, of course, is the idea of trying to get the big mo, as it were. Sometimes that comes when you're in the midst of the election, but party unity can also help launch the big mo or the big momentum. And if you have others step aside, if it looks clear that you might have a front runner like Donald Trump who will want to run, then that would likely be the case, that they would back him, and then that gives you that momentum going in to the general election.
All right, here comes the music up in my ears. So, Kyle, you hang on, and folks, we'll be right back with segment number two, first hour of the Captain's America Third Watch. We welcome you to the program if you're new, and if you want to opine, the phone number is 877-969-8600, or you can go over to Facebook and jump in the chat room. It's called the Captain's Group. The Captain's Group. You'll find it under the groups. Ask to get in there to join, and we'll let you in, and away you go. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is green meadow whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestweyprotein.net. That's bestweyprotein.net.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I just might take it right away. Thank you very much, Kyle. And, of course, we'll get right back to Kyle right after I tell you this segment is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Now, MyPillow is once again in the middle of another great, big, huge sale. It seems they got everything but the building on sale right now. They're basically trying to clean down on the older stock so they can get into new products they've got and get them online, which they will be doing. Now, the slippers in particular are one area I'm going to concentrate on to begin with, because the MyPillow slippers are now $90 off. You save $90 a pair on the MyPillow slippers. And, oh, by the way, you buy a pair of the MyPillow slippers, and you'll also wind up with Mike's book absolutely free. Now, there's other buy one, get one frees, BOGOs there. He's got them switched around in different combinations. But the one that I like, that I keep seeing, because I've got the sheets to talk about, are the MyPillow Giza bed sheets, the fancy sheets. Buy one, get one. And they are really something. And then you've got the Giza Elegance MyPillows, which are the fancy pillows. And they're really something. You've got the six-piece bath towel sets, which are really great because the bath towel actually fits around somebody that's a pretty good-sized person instead of having to hold it up to see if you can, do what you need to do or not. But they do work. And let's not forget the beach towels they've got now, the big, beautiful beach towels, which are also the same quality as the bath towels. And they've got the roll-and-go anywhere MyPillow's wants to take on the plane, the train, the bus, the cruise ship, whatever, a little bit smaller and more convenient for you to take with you. Now, all you got to do is go over to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. That's the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Enter the promo code CAPTAIN,
And anything that you see there, you're going to get a tremendous discount on, either the buy one, get ones, or a minimum of 66% off on the single items there. Now, you can call them also at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Or, once again, go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code will always be the word Captain, and happy shopping to you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I want to thank everybody yesterday who came out to Mission Barbecue. We had a group there that came that were supporting a political candidate, and they came and had lunch with us. We had, of course, our normal crowd there. The Captain's Army was there. Jeff was in Mickey Mouse Land playing Mickey Mouse. So that's where he was, but he didn't show up. And the Godfather was busy doing something he was doing, but everybody else was there, and we had a really good time and great conversation going on at the table about all sorts of stuff.
Well, I can imagine, though. It's always a great time at Mission Barbecue.
Yes, and we keep the people informed. Believe me, we keep them informed. Okay, well, let's talk about Joe Biden for a second. It seems he's on his way to Israel and then, of course, to Saudi Arabia. Now, with stops in Israel, the occupied West Bank, and then Saudi Arabia, he's going to be talking about all sorts of things, wading deeply into the region and the discussions that need to be had. Now, the concern about the influence of China countering Iran, rising fuel prices, have changed his plans a little bit as to the precedent that he's taking. Now, Biden will discuss strengthening military ties between the U.S. and Israel, something which has been strained, to say the least, and his recent Arab allies to deter Iraq. The president will also meet with Palestinian leaders in the West Bank, where he could announce new aid to the Palestinian groups that were supporting there. But in the meantime, Biden will then travel to Saudi Arabia, a country he once vowed to make a penance for the killing of the U.S.-based journalist Jamal Khashoggi for a summit of Gulf states. They say he's not going to really get involved in talking about oil with the Crown Prince one-on-one because they don't have a good relationship, but I don't see how he cannot do that.
No, I agree. In fact, this came up, I think, in the press briefing at the White House with, I believe, Jake Sullivan, who took many of the questions about the president's trip to Saudi Arabia. One of the questions was, is the president going to be photographed with the Crown Prince? And does the president really regret some of the things that he said out there on the campaign trail? So, you know, it's definitely on the radar of the American press, especially this, all the dynamics that are at play here. But, you know, Captain, the president is going to be going to Saudi Arabia ultimately, and, of course, he's going to ask for more oil to be produced. And I'm sure that the deal is going to get sweetened somewhere, probably with some new weapon shipments to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, I would not be surprised of that at all, because remember, the silent war over there is still going on between Saudi Arabia and the Houthis in Yemen.
That's right. And there's another connection to Iran as well. I think, Captain, many of the states in the Middle East are very concerned, still concerned about Iran. This is where President Trump was excelling in the Middle East, being able to get many of the different Arab states to agree that that Iran is a huge problem. It's a threat to Israel. It's a threat to just about everybody because they want to spread their hegemony. And things were really starting to look up. And here comes Democrats and Joe Biden and really, really put a monkey wrench in.
Well, if you think you've heard the discussions about Joe Biden turning south amongst his own party members, you wait till you hear what happens today when the Department of Labor, a Bureau of Labor Statistics in particular, released the June inflation report. It's not going to be pretty. It's expected to show no improvement over April and May reports, and it's expected to show year-to-date 10-year or even 40-year highs of 8.5 and 8.6%, respectfully.
And through all that, you know, we're just supposed to repeat the line, I guess, from the White House, which is the economy is the strongest it's ever been in history.
Oh, wait. Hold it. That's Karine Jean-Pierre, otherwise known as AKA Frenchie, that said that, right?
Well, she did say that the other day. It's really something, Captain, to see that just, you know, straight faced, this is exactly, you know, please believe this. And nobody believes it. Everybody knows this is bad. And even people who weren't alive during that time when it was that high 40 years ago, they're starting to get an idea of what maybe their parents or grandparents told them about. And it's all too real now.
You know why I know it's going to be high?
Was that?
Because we expect a headline number, which includes gas prices and food, which were highly elevated during the last reporting period when they peaked at some $6 a gallon plus, because the gas prices were elevated during the entire month of June. Now they're starting to drop off a little bit. Don't know by how much, but a little bit.
A little bit, but it's not much, and it's not going to be some kind of huge reversal or something. And right, and this is, I think, also something that that Jean-Pierre was talking about, because also they've got to try to manage some expectations here, because it's going to be bad. I mean, some of the folks in the media are going to continue to carry the water and try to make all these explanations, but most people are going to see and feel, because it's right there where they are in the ground, that things are rough all over at this point.
Right. And folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we do six nights a week here on the program at this time of the show. Now, the other thing is we've got the Democrats just literally falling apart about what to do about Joe Biden and or Kamala Harris. Take your pick. Either subject is bad with them. Now, everyone in the Democratic Party can feel the ship sinking right now into the sea. And barring another GOP legislative blunder, the 2022 midterms are bound to be a nightmare for Democrats. They could lose record numbers of seats in the House and the Senate. It's all right there to be done, right?
Well, certainly, yeah.
And we all know that Joe Biden's approval numbers are a dumpster fire. Numerous Democrats are waiting to hit the networks to demand Joe Biden not run in 2024 as we finish up with the midterms and the Democrats get hosed. Meantime, the New York Times came out again with a devastating piece about how the man simply cannot do the job and how his staff must account for his old age when it comes to scheduling. By the way, Biden's poor performance is no longer something you can sweep under the rug, because after Biden, Democrats appear to be heading into the electoral abyss with a base that's too far left wing for the country.
Well, right. You know, and I will say this, if the Vice President Harris seemed to have what it takes to step in and be president, I think the Democrat Party elite would be have been pushing for a 25th Amendment issue a long time ago, but they can't do that.
Not yet. Not yet.
Right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News. It sounds like a made-up story. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost says there's not a whisper of evidence to back up claims that a 10-year-old Ohio girl who was raped and became pregnant traveled to Indiana for an abortion. Yost appeared on Fox News after national headlines and President Joe Biden reported the alleged story.
Now, the doctor in Indiana isn't in our jurisdiction, obviously. We don't know who the originating doctor in Ohio was, if they even exist. It is a crime if you're a mandated reporter to fail to report. It's also the fact that in Ohio, the rape of a 10-year-old means life in prison.
The White House is expected to announce on Wednesday that more than $40 billion in American Rescue Plan funds have been earmarked for the U.S. workforce. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, thanks very much, Frank Salvato. You're here every Monday and Friday here on the program, hour number 4. And Frank is with undergroundusa.com. Go over there, check that out, find out what he's all about. He was one of the original people years ago that appeared on the Bill O'Reilly Factor show when he first came on to Fox, and I've known him ever since. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor, our friends over there, Pete and Seth Talbot, because you can take advantage of something that I've been doing for the last 8+ years, and that is get rid of the pain and the discomfort that you've got with either inflammation or swelling, too. Now, I take the capsules that they have in a little packet, 4 of them in each packet, early in the morning, whenever I get up. Like, for example, I started at midnight because I do the all-night shift thing. So I got it in my system right away, and it'll be there, which is what you need to do. And if you start to ache or you start to your legs start to swell or your ankle or foot or whatever it is that you're going on, this stuff will kick in, and it will keep it under control. I've never seen anything quite like it. But the pain factor is what really gets my attention. I do have pain in my ankle, my foot. It goes up to my hip, up into my back, and next thing you know, you got a neck ache, you got shoulder aches, or whatever else is going on, because it's all related to the spine. However, with Relief Factor, it stops. It stops. It does what it needs to do to keep control of the pain and keep you comfortable and give you your life back. Now, that's because of the turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that's in it. Those are all natural products.
that help you to maintain the status quo. It's your body's natural response to inflammation. It kicks all that into play, and it alleviates pain by going right straight to the source. So check them out online, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Check out the 1995 3-week quick start. Get it started that way, and away you go. Because like Kyle likes to say, what do we say, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
You betcha. You betcha. And that's so important. Well, you know, we haven't heard from little Dr. Fauci in a while, right?
That's true.
And we kind of heard from him yesterday, right?
Yep.
You kind of heard a couple of reports, because we're going to talk about him right now. Well, the little guy made it to TV again yesterday, and I guess he started out on CNN, found his way over to MSNBC, and then the next thing that we know, Fox News is picking it up and running with a story. Now, there's this Omicron subvariant called BA.5. Have you heard about it?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
It's an increasing coronavirus infection and with reinfections that's affecting the country and the world, as there are now about 100,000 cases per day being reported in the United States. Now, according to the CDC data, infectious disease experts believe that the real numbers may be significantly higher because people aren't going to the doctor because they don't need to. This is kind of like getting the flu, and you're sick for 3, 4, 5 days, and then you're okay, and you're away you go again. But BA.5 is responsible for more than half of the new U.S. infections, likely because it's better at evading immune defenses than its predecessors, including the vaccine that everybody had, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I know several people who are out with COVID right now. They've either been vaccinated fully or they've even had COVID in the past. But, yes, it's a lot like the flu from what I understand. And also, this go-around, a lot of coughing associated with it as well.
Now, that's true. Antibodies amongst the vaccinated and previously infected are less effective right now at preventing this reinfection. Now, what is true is for those of us that get checked for our antibodies because we give blood on a regular basis, that's a little bit of a different story. I am finding out for sure that in my particular case, it's working very good, the antibodies in my system, so there you go. And maybe I'm just one of the lucky ones or whatever. But the Biden administration said yesterday that it will utilize vaccines, masking indoors, and continued access to testing and treatments to fight the BA.5. Don't forget, out your way, they haven't mandated it, I don't think, yet, unless I'm wrong about this. But I do believe they're recommending in an indoor session with a lot of people in an enclosed area that people wear masks.
Well, right, and especially in L.A. County, what they're doing, they're looking at the COVID rates and so forth right now. Right now they're in sort of the moderate or medium level, but they do believe they're going to head to the high category this coming Thursday. And if they stay there for 2 weeks, then they're going to mandate mask wearing indoors in all buildings in L.A. County, for example. And whether or not Orange County follows suit, we'll see. I think it did last time this went around, but it was a different set of circumstances. But here we go again, Captain, and I think a lot of people are simply not going to want to do that at this point because most people don't see COVID like it was in the early times, something that was sending a lot of people to the hospital and or people were dying. This is, I think, in many ways, as you're saying. Now, of course, if you're very sick, go to the doctor, check yourself out, you know, find out about it. But it doesn't look like we're experiencing the same thing that we did in the early days of COVID.
Okay, and I agree with that. Now, we're going to go to the telephone line because on the telephone line we got the person that's not running for anything, but he would take the job if offered. It's Mr. Mike over in Clearwater. Go ahead.
How you doing, Captain? How you doing, Kyle? So here we go again with the face diapers. But anyway, the reason why I'm calling, during the little news at the, you know, before we came on here, the young lady said that Starbucks, 16 of them, in places like L.A. and Washington, D.C. are closing.
Yep.
Because they're experiencing challenges that make it unsafe to operate. These Democrats have no balls. Tell the truth. Say what it is. Hoodlums and thugs and troublemakers are coming into our stores and causing us problems. Don't dress it up and make it look like something that's pretty, because it's not. And you know, a company as liberal as Starbucks, it doesn't surprise me that they don't have the balls or the gumption to come up and say what needs to be said. They have to sugarcoat it and make it look pretty. What do you think, Kyle? Thank you so much.
All right, go ahead, Kyle.
Well, ideology in so many ways can blind you to the realities, even when they're staring you right in the face, I think. And, you know, obviously, right, you know, most people see what's happening not only in this case, but in other cases similar, and they see it for what it is, and they want it to be dealt with for what it is. But obviously, if you're trying to be politically correct or you're trying to sort of save your ideological framework, it makes it really tough.
Right. And when it comes to the case of Starbucks, I remember years ago there were some problems they had with people robbing Starbucks. And I don't know if it was nationwide, but I do remember it was in the area that I was living in at the time. And this was probably 10, 20 years ago. And they basically, their policy then was just open the cash register, do whatever they want, give them all the money they want, and don't argue, don't fight with them, don't nothing.
Well, right, yeah, the money in the cash register is not worth anybody's life. But what happens is that just as we saw even in places like San Francisco, where people just go into the CVS pharmacy or the Walgreens or something, and they just start loading up huge duffel bags full of merchandise, and nobody can stop them or say anything. Yeah, you're not going to lose your life over shampoo or something like that. But it's what happens to the community. And then the store shut down. Then it's vacant. Then nothing else is happening, and it's a spiral that we can actually avoid or stop if we just enforce the law and make it such that law-abiding people take precedence over people who break the law.
Did you see the January 6th televised hearing yesterday?
I have to say I did not.
Well, I did. I saw a lot of it. I wanted to watch to see what was going on, because this is basically a one-way circus of the Democrats, and they're bringing people on, and they're trying to put a specific message out there with the people they bring on and the things that they're leading people to believe or enticing them to say, so that they don't get charged criminally with this, that, and the other or whatever. But they're trying to make it look like Donald Trump, all by himself, organized an event to take control of the government, to actually take violent control of the government. I'll use that word. Using violence to do so in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. And that's just not true based on the information that I know from the people that were there.
Right. Was that before or after he grabbed the wheel of the limo?
Oh, yeah. There you go. And it wasn't a limo, remember? It was an SUV. All right. Geez, what a mess. All right. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more here at the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I hope it's a beautiful day where you are. And I'll be back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, with our first Truckers Highway and Byway report.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Make a strong man die.
a legend of the Woolly Swamp, and of course that's the legendary Charlie Daniels band. Charlie Daniels doing the lead vocal. What you think there, Kyle?
Yeah, that's a cool Charlie Daniels tune.
Yep, I like it. And Charlie Daniels is gone now, so we get to play a lot of his stuff and honor him in the process, and that's exactly what I'm doing. But he was one heck of a guy. One heck of a guy. All right, well, let me just take a look over here real quick at this little statement that we got with the weather. First of all, for you guys and gals traveling along I-10 from Louisiana over in the panhandle of Florida, you're going to be dealing with some rain because of a system that has been floating around out there that's come down from the north into the Gulf and kind of conjured up with another one that's there. But it's not really going to do anything except rain. It's not going to go tropical. It's going to be subtropical. And for the next two or three days, we're going to have quite a bit of rain coming along I-10 if you're going that way. So keep that in mind. There'll be a lot of low-level flooding. Now, there's a continued threat for scattered thunderstorms, heavy rain, and an issued isolated circumstances of flash flooding through the Four Corners region and, of course, in the southeast. I just told you about what's going on there with the Central Gulf Coast through the end of the week. In the meantime, dangerous heat. Now, I'm starting to see trucks from the north sitting on the side of the road down here in Florida on I-75 and I-275 and even I-4 because they got their hoods up. That means they've overheated. You know, you guys up there in the north, you ought to know better. You come down here into this high heat and high humidity, and you're going to lose a bunch of your antifreeze because you're going to use it. You got your air conditioners turned on full blast. You got to make sure that the doggone water levels in the radiator and the overflow are okay before you come down into the seat. So, like I used to tell my drivers, 50-50 mixtures in the gallon antifreeze cans that you had with you. Take two to four of them, keep them with you, and that's what you put in there when you need to. You don't dump water in there. That's not going to do anything but just make the situation a little bit worse. So 50-50 mixture of antifreeze and water. Okay, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Out west tonight, we got several heat issues. As you're talking about it being hot, it's definitely several heat issues that we're looking at out west here tonight, especially up now in northeastern Montana. Before, we had those thunderstorms warnings and a lot of rain. Well, now we've got a heat advisory up in that area. It's traveling out I-94 from Billings through Miles City on your way to North Dakota. If you're up on U.S. Highway 2 up near Glasgow, you got a heat advisory. Temperatures can go up to about 100 to 103 degrees in some areas, and this is going to last all Wednesday afternoon into the early evening at least. So you got a lot of hot weather up there in Montana. What a change. Also, heat advisory in southern Idaho as you come down Interstate 15, Rexburg, you've got that area over towards Twin Falls. You've got the heat advisory that's on I-84, of course, and as you drop down into Utah, you've got excessive heat warnings. Our friends in Salt Lake City tonight having an excessive heat warning, and I believe they were looking at about, well, right now it's 81 degrees in Salt Lake, but they're looking at highs of about 100 or 101 over the next couple of days. So definitely be aware of that if you're traveling through there coming down I-15. A little bit of light rain down in St. George, but they're looking at about 93 degrees right now at this time of night, but also heat over towards Reno. And that's really heating up as you come out I-80 heading towards Battle Mountain. You're going to continue to have some high temperatures. It's not going to break any records, but it's going to be hot. And you've also got some of that smoke that's coming in from the Washburn Fire down in the Yosemite Valley. Also, some thunderstorms could still materialize over the next day or so in that area. And that's going to come over into a little bit of Northern California up near Susanville. That's on 395. It's still hot in the southwest. You've got 95 degrees in Phoenix tonight, Captain. And if you're walking down the Las Vegas Strip looking up at the big Eiffel Tower, it's 100 degrees.
Wow. Okay, well, let's go to Minnesota first. That's where I see the first development, way up north. You got some rain in the Duluth, Minnesota area all the way up to the Canadian border. But in the meantime, outside of that ring into the northwestern corner of Wisconsin tonight, you've got fog. So you're going to have fog coming across the Mississippi River and over towards the east side of Minneapolis, not quite to the loop, and then it's going to go north towards Canada. But in the middle of all that will be some rain in Duluth headed towards the Canadian border. Now, moving on down the line, I don't see anything till we get way down into Arkansas and, let's see here, Mississippi, the western half of Mississippi, on down to about I-20, and then a little bit further south than that. The entire eastern half of Texas tonight, you've got all this high heat advisory that's in there, but you've also got some severe thunderstorm watches coming up today. Yesterday, we had rain, a major line of thunderstorms from the Canadian border of in Vermont on an angle all the way down into West Virginia and the northeastern part of Tennessee. It was kind of odd to see that, but that's what was going on yesterday. Expect more of the same today as the systems that are up there and the upper level disturbances clash with each other. Now, looking over here again at I-10, I got to get out there to you, that we do have some rain. That's in particular in the Florida Peninsula over towards Alabama, and it spreads over towards Louisiana. You could have showers all the way from Louisiana around New Orleans all the way across into basically Tallahassee today because of this system that is out there not very far into the Gulf right off the coast, and it's just churning up more and more moisture. It's going to rain probably till the end of the week up there, so there will be some flash flooding in the normal areas over there. Got some fog tonight up along the Chesapeake Bay. Got a little bit of fog and mixed erratic wave behavior, if you will. Looks like it's a little rough from North Jersey all the way around Long Island again. And then Cape Cod is involved in that. And then New Hampshire all the way to Nova Scotia. We got some rough seas up in there. So the water will be a little bit rough for the small craft that are out there. Okay, Kyle, tell us about the pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget to check out the rewards program. That's the My Rewards Plus app. It's the fastest route to rewards with the best fuel rewards app out there on the road. Pro drivers, you can earn more points faster with the tiered points program, save money with special offers, and save time at the store to maximize your fuel rewards. Simply check them out at pilotflyingj.com. And RVers, check them out as well. There's lots of amenities for you. PilotFlyingJ.com.
All righty, we'll be right back, folks, with hour number two in the Captain's America Third Watch. For those of you that have to leave us, go over to the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and you can continue to listen to the show for the rest of the program. All right, I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.